Selamat, thank you, and welcome to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Celebration 2026 kicks off today. The Biennial Dance and Cultural Festival takes place over the next 4 days, and this week on Juno Afternoon, we highlight various events and happenings. Today, we welcome guest host Rochelle Smallwood, who will be with us all this week. Today, Rochelle talks with students and parents from the Tlingit Culture Language and Literacy Program, who will have two performances at the celebration. We also welcome in George Hawley, who is leading morning reflections each day to start off the celebration. We'll talk to George about what you can expect from morning reflections. And we chat with weaver Lily Hope and musician Ashley Young, who will be playing a pop-up concert tomorrow as part of the info launch on Lily's 2027 Textile Symposium. Those conversations are coming up this hour on Juno Afternoon from your community-supported public media station, KTOO. You can also catch us on our live stream on KTOO's YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram pages. Up first, the TCLL program with guest host Rochelle Smallwood, but first, this week's Tlingit Word of the Week.
You're listening to KTOO's Tlingit Word of the Week. This week's word comes from Kakalat Florence Marks Shakely, and the word this week is geesh.
Geesh.
That means bull kelp. And here's a sentence. It's good to go out fishing at the edge of the bull kelp. Let's hear it again.
Geesh.
Bull kelp. Gunas cheesh to Hune Lance Twitchell, Gold Belt Heritage Foundation, and the University of Alaska Southeast for this audio.
Kakashat Florence Mark Shakely is Shukach Adi and a child of a Chukanidi man. She grew up on Mark's Trail in a family that used Tlingit as the primary language and were involved in documenting, teaching, and publishing in Tlingit. She has taught the language at all levels and has served as the teacher of teachers in the Juneau area for decades now.
And tune in next week for another Tlingit Word of the Week from KTOO.
Hansen Gress, Ka Eat with the Shu Yi, We Kashuk A Yi Tin.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union, a member-owned financial cooperative offering checking and savings accounts, loans, and digital financial services. In Juno at 8585 Old Dairy Road in the K Plaza and at tongassfcu.com, federally insured by NCUA.
Back to Juno Afternoon at KTOO. I'm your guest host, Rochelle Smallwood. My Tlingit name is Kotchgun, and I'm joined by some wonderful, familiar faces from the TCLL program. If I could have you each introduce yourself as well as how you're connected to TCLL, that would be wonderful.
Hi, Yalak Ayach Sayi Tleikach Enach Adel Hagavig Yuchat Duasak. Yupik Chatziti, Nawajin Yadi Chatziti. My Yupik name is Yalak, and my English name is Adele Hagevig. I'm Yupik and a child of the Norwegian, and I'm the TCLL fourth and fifth grade teacher. Gunchish.
Hello, Sego Yuchat Duasak, Jessica Chester Yuchat Duasak, Kluk Nachsha Ayachat, Achish Hash Shangu KD. Tlingit language, Kuatlatuwu. My name is Jessica Chester. My Tlingit name is Segut, and I'm a Tlingit language teacher at TCLL. Gunalchish.
My name is Lauren. What's your Tlingit name? My Tlingit name is Kusinkla.
I'm Lisa Nies. I'm a parent. These are my two daughters that are in TCLL.
Hi, I'm Ty Nies, Sukhyukhut Duasok. I am an 8th grader now in TCLL.
Goodness geez, for all being here today. I was curious if I might start out with the teachers, if you could just talk a little bit about TCLL and what makes it so special.
In TCLL, we are an optional program in the Juneau School District, and our goal, our whole philosophy of education is to integrate Tlingit language and culture and really give kids that identity that was stripped away from boarding schools. We do lots of programming K-8. We're kindergarten to 8th grade. We used to just be a K-5 program, and the last grant from Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, the Utkuaha grant, expanded us to middle school. So that's been a very, very amazing growth to see happen.
Do you guys think you would ever expand all the way through high school if there was funding? And
yes. So years ago, the Juneau School District brought together a lot of leaders in the Native community to talk about Tlingit language in the district and the growth of it and just where is it going. And at that time, at that meeting, I said, TCLL needs to be K-12. We need to expand. And it is definitely there. I know that when we go into high school, it takes a lot more with credits and being accredited and stuff. And so we were told, let's take a small step and start with middle school. So I know that there's a lot more growth we want to do.
Finish cheese. And Ty, could you tell me a little bit about how the middle school program is and how you like it?
Sure. I like it because we sing and dance in the morning. And you get to stay there until 8th grade, so that's fun. And I've been loving it. And I don't know.
Yeah. How long have you been in TCLL for?
I've been in TCLL since kindergarten.
Wow, lucky. So, yeah, I know it's a lottery program, so could you talk about how you enrolled your kiddos in the school and what made you want to go to have them enrolled in TCLL?
My nieces and nephews were in it, and my sister, Miss Michelle, was a teacher and told me about it, and I went in and filled the form out for her, and I know it was a lotto, and was holding my breath, and then they did it, and I got a call saying Ty was picked, and would you like her to be in TCLL? And I said yes. And so ever since then, she's been in there, and she has improved so much. And now her sister has been in it since kindergarten, too, so It's great to see that connection that they are building in there with the teachers and every other student.
Yes. Could you tell me about your experience at TCLL too?
What I love about TCLL is when we, when it's Monday morning meeting, we get to sing and dance. It's my favorite. And when we get to learn about our culture, it's really nice.
Oh, yes. And Ms. Yalik, could you tell us a little bit more about Monday morning meetings?
Absolutely. So it's a whole program event. It really starts our week strong. All the students go in and they line up by clan alongside teachers, and we have special seating for elders and guests. Families are invited. Sometimes we get visitors from out of town. We did have some visitors from Hawaii in the past come and watch as well. What we have been doing lately at Monday morning meeting is practicing for celebration. So we run through our song list and we really make sure the students are doing their best, even though it's so early in the morning, right after the weekend. So it's a time where students feel confident in their skills and their knowledge. And when I've been at other schools, I haven't seen students come into the classroom so excited for the rest of the week as TCLL students right after Monday morning meeting. It's so cool seeing them come in all excited and ready to learn and awake.
Better than coffee.
Exactly.
That's so smart to have them on Monday morning just to get everybody excited for Monday when it's not always everyone's favorite. So you've been practicing for celebration at the Monday morning meetings. Can you guys tell me when you'll be performing and what we can expect?
Our first performance is tomorrow at 12:10 at Centennial Hall. And on Friday, we have a book launch happening. Our middle school students worked with the Chickaloonies and wrote a graphic novel. On Saturday, we will perform at Elizabeth Peratrovich Hall, and I think Miss Yalek has those times.
Yeah, so the book launch on Friday is at 11 o'clock, and that's at the Walter Soboloff Building. And then on Saturday, we are performing at Elizabeth Peratrovich Hall at 2:10.
Awesome. Goodness. I am wondering how you both began your teaching journey and found TCLL.
Why don't you start with that? Because you were one of
my... Yeah. I started learning Tlingit language in 2001. At the time, my brother Nakishan was working at Literacy Links Preschool, and they were getting daily 15-20 minute language lessons, and it was at Glacier Valley School where we went to elementary school. And he was going on vacation and he said, "Jessica, you're learning Tlingit now, you're gonna go sub." And I did not have aspirations to be a teacher. It was my first year, you know, my first exposure to learning Tlingit. I went, and the first thing Mrs. Scott said to me was, "You're gonna teach the kids, you're gonna work with counting." And I thought, "Oh, we haven't done that in Tlingit Language University class yet." And so the little kids, the preschool kids, helped me learn how to count, and it hooked me in. Like, I was really excited to continue learning the language. I loved working with students, being able to bring elders into the classroom, and just have that whole community feeling around learning and teaching was really exciting. So after that, I taught at the middle school a little bit, and then I taught the high school class for 1 year. And after that 1 year, I think that was 2006, in 2007, I started at TCLL. And at the time I was in three schools, there wasn't a grant yet just for TCLL. And so I was going all around for a few years. And then there was a grant that Gold Belt Heritage obtained that made it possible for me just to be in one school. And I chose TCLL. I loved working with Nancy Douglas and Kitty Eddy, who were the first teachers at the program. I remember Nancy being an Indian studies teacher growing up in the Juneau School District, and she was one of my favorites. I remember her telling us the woodworm story in fourth grade. I just really was so excited when I knew I got to learn from her and work with her. And then since then, I just stayed at the program. So,
teaching found you.
Yeah, it found me. And I just love the community we make. And I love that when we come together to dance at Celebration, we'll have a lot of alumni just show up and join us. And it's just a really good feeling to be able to bring healing into, you know, a little part of me. Because I grew up in Juneau, and it was just once a week, or not once a week, once a year for 2 weeks was when Juneau Indian Studies would come in and do a lesson about cultural native themes. And I loved it. It was my favorite part of school. So it's really exciting to be a part of, you know, something amazing.
Yeah, it's a movement for sure. Mm-hmm. And so cool to see the change in real time in your lifetime, how far we're coming and how far mm-hmm. we're going to go.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is.
So Seyrut actually visited my classroom when I was a student at Sayek, Gastineau Community School. She was one of my first Tlingit teachers, as well as Doth Jinni. And we also learned a lot of songs, and we learned how to dance from Grandpa David, King Gisti, as well as Patrick Murphy. So I went into middle school and high school intrigued by the culture. And I eventually went over to volunteer at TCLL in the K-1 classroom with Kashjani Josh Jackson. Ty was actually a kindergartner when I was in high school, volunteering in her classroom. So that experience really inspired me to go and become a teacher. Just like you, I was kind of thrust into it. I told a teacher I was bored, and then boom, I was working in a kindergarten classroom.
Never bored again.
I wasn't bored anymore. It inspired me to reconnect to my own culture as well. Yupik from the lower Yukon River. I eventually went up to school in Fairbanks to learn the language. But I did want to come home. So my senior year as an elementary education major, I came back to Juneau and I requested Mr. Josh to be my mentor teacher. And next thing I knew it, I was in the classroom again with Lauren as a kindergartner. So these students here, they've been a part of my education career, like from the very beginning, well, even before it started. So I was in Josh's class for another year. Right after I graduated from UAF, I applied for the fourth and fifth grade position, which Mish Michelle was at, and she was one of my mentors going into it. And I have been at TCLL now for 3 years. I'm going into my fourth year.
Wow.
So, yeah, really just working here as a volunteer in high school, it helped me not be afraid of school. Because we do, like my family, and just like all of our families, there is incredibly strong generational trauma, trauma that I wasn't aware of growing up. And feeling safe at TCLL and feeling inspired helped me realize, like, family is tied to this. Strength is tied to this. Language is inseparable from learning. And that helped me not only go and reconnect to my family and my family's history, but also connect more as a guest on Tlingit Ani. And so now I've been learning both languages right next to each other, and I'm learning more like every day.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. To wrap us up, I wanted to talk about, you had mentioned about grants. I know a lot of this is funded through grants and there's budget cuts, but you guys have put together a fundraiser, and I'd love to hear about the fundraiser you guys threw and how people can help support the program in the community.
Yeah, goodness, sheesh. So our fundraiser, I think, was May 2nd, mm-hmm. and we had a lot of ideas. We knew that the Utkuaha grant was ending, and part of our programming at TCLL is based off, well, our whole curriculum is based off oral narratives, and part of our programming is to retell the stories and to give the children a really good, authentic experience. And so we do a lot of field trips, and buses are expensive. And so we knew with the grant ending that we were either going to have to start collecting money for every bus trip from parents, or we need to start really fundraising. And so a group of parents, Barbara Dude, really, one of our parents, really just helped us, helped me out a lot by keeping me going, because I think if I didn't have her support, I would have been like, it's too much, you know. And her push to say, yes, we can do this, really helped out. And we ended up having dance groups come. I think 4 dance groups came and joined us dancing. It was amazing. We had a silent auction. There were so many things donated. It was so successful. At the end of that day, we had collected over $12,000 and more money. I wish I had a grand total right now, but more money has been coming in as more auction items have been picked up. My children's grandparents, Mary and Charlie John, started a grandparents challenge. They donated $100 and said, hey, I want other grandparents to meet this $100 donation challenge. And more of those donations have been coming in. So I don't have a grand total right now, but I know it's over 13,000 at this point. And it just was so amazing to know how well the community showed up for our children. So we'll be able to continue our programming next year. So with, you know, slight interruptions. And the district did pick up some of our positions. Our language teachers will still have jobs. And so we do not have funding for a principal, which we really hope we will in the future get funding for that.
Yes. Makes a huge difference.
It does.
In being able to, like, meet our goals and really organizing things,
too.
Oh, yeah. Is there any place where the community can donate, or how can other people help support that?
Right now, if people want to donate, they can send checks to Harborview School, or they can find us at Celebration, and any teachers can accept donations. So,
doing a cheese. Amazing. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see you all out there shaking it.
Doing a cheese.
Yay. Well, I will see you guys tomorrow at 12:10 at Centennial Hall for the first dance.
Okay, gonna cheese.
Kwasatin.
Gwyneth Cheese to all our guests in the studio and to Rochelle Smallwood for leading that conversation. It's a great pleasure to have you joining us in the studio this week. Thank you, Rochelle, and Gwyneth Cheese to all of you for being in here today. I love that you have been in the program since kindergarten and you're graduating through eighth grade all the way through, because the middle school stuff just started a couple years ago. So it's great to see that you were able to get all the way through there, and now your sister gets to do the same thing, which is really cool. Gwyneth Cheese for being here today. So with Grand Entrance this evening serving as the official kickoff of Celebration, the tradition of yesterday's canoe journey landing could be considered the unofficial kickoff. 13 canoes bringing Alaska Native paddlers from across Southeast Alaska and Canada arrived yesterday afternoon. The canoes landed in two separate groups, one in downtown Juneau and the other at a traditional Auk Village site north of town. Yvonne Crumrie was there, and she has this story.
Occoquan elder Sakuni Fran Houston waits on the shore at Auk Recreation Area as traditional canoes, or yak, enter the bay.
It's going to be good to see family and family and family and friends.
Every other June, more than 100 paddlers arrive in Juneau this way to kick off Celebration, a gathering of Alaska Native people celebrating cultural revitalization. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute started the event more than four decades ago. They come to Celebration the old-fashioned way, paddling yak that were carved for this occasion. Some travel from as far north as the Yukon.
My name is Yvonne Tsamwa. I'm Crow Clan. We're from Yakukwana, Hinshongshin, Yukon. We're looking to celebrate now.
That's Ug Asit Sanama Cheyenne Sparvier Kenny introducing her boat to the shore. Later, she reflects on the multi-day journey down Lynn Canal.
The journey was great. It was really a healing journey for a lot of us, not just our boat, but from the experiences that we've shared together, yeah, it's a healing journey for all of us.
Others, like Shach, Ani, Brandon Ware, are from as far south as Petersburg. This was the community's first time sending a canoe to Celebration.
Good excuse for having us. We are so grateful to be here. Forgive me if I miss protocol. This is our first journey in over 100 years.
In downtown Juneau, three yak make their way to shore as hundreds stand watching. As the yak near, Sean Gukady, Casey Motes, stands up to greet the crowd.
I had heard that I would never hear my I would never know my language. I'd never belong to a clan. I'd never have a name. I wouldn't know my songs. And to do this means everything in the whole world.
Ashkuge Kayanasach Barba Cardiante Nelson is a council member and secretary at Douglas Indian Association. She was one of the original planners for the first ever Celebration in 1982. As she watches the yak arrive downtown, she says that for Alaska Native culture to continue to flourish, the next generation has to be grounded in place.
When you take a look around and you see our people of all ages and our youth, and the young people that are singing and dancing, that they're connected to place. They're understanding and growing in their responsibility as Tlingit, Haidas, and Tsimshians.
Celebration officially starts Wednesday with a grand entrance parade into Centennial Hall downtown. Over the coming days, there will be numerous events and ceremonies dedicated to honor and uplift Alaska Native culture. With reporting help from Clarice Larson, I'm Yvonne Crumery in Juneau.
Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juneau with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juneau. More at heritagecoffee.com. Support for Juneau Afternoon comes from Emil Mackey at Country Financial, offering insurance for home, auto, and business, and life insurance to protect your family in case of death. Located in the Juneau Nugget Mall. More information can be found online or by calling 907-500-7017. This is Juneau Afternoon from your listener-supported public media station, KTOO. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. I'm honored to welcome into the studio now George Hawley. George is leading morning reflections to get your celebration started each day. It takes place next to the Healing Basket on the Sea Alaska Plaza. George, Gunath Cheese, Tusk Noon, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you here. How are you today?
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be visiting with you here this Juneau afternoon.
I appreciate that. And you brought me a lovely gift, which I just want to show to the camera here. This is a coffee mug that has the Morning Reflections logo. And for a celebration for this year. Thank you so much.
Just a little bit of swag.
I love the swag. We went over this afternoon, already got our celebration swag because you got to get it before it sells out. It's over there at the Centennial Hall. You got to get it. You got to get your pass. I got my pass.
Awesome.
I'm ready to go. But if I really want to get my day started, George, I can go to, you sent me a lovely picture, which I'm going to show everybody here of what
awesome.
Was going on this morning.
Oh, beautiful.
So you did this morning. You had, looks like there's a big group of people there around the Healing Basket. So tell me, what is Morning Reflections and how did this come about?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's say that Hande Ijin is a group of indigenous Baha'i friends from all over Alaska that has been hosting occasions, say it like elders and youth, dawn prayers up there for the last 8 years. And this is our third celebration to host Morning Reflections in the plaza.
Oh, that's so cool.
And Morning Reflections is really a place for our community to get together, to, confide in each other, hold each other up, to address our national discourses, with art and with personal stories. And it's a time to air our, say, aspirations and our hopes.
Oh.
So it's intention setting, and it's just a beautiful time to get together, spend time with each other, and we gather around the Healing Hug basket that was made by Dr. Delacini.
Oh, nice.
That's right. So Dr. Delacini, she agreed right away to make her basket available, and so it is really through cooperation with the City Museum.
Oh, okay. Are they the holders of that basket?
They are. They okay. hold that basket, and we approached Della about the possibility of featuring her Healing Hug basket during Morning Reflections, and this is our third time with that.
Wow.
And she is she's all for it. You know, it is all about a healing story. I feel like that's what's really, going on here. Every year, celebration only becomes more and more wonderful.
So I saw you sent me another photo with strips of something in the basket. Are those people putting in their they're writing something down like an aspiration and putting it in the Healing Basket?
This was something that Dr. Cheney had requested, that friends would have a strip of paper that they can write down maybe someone in their life that they're wanting to send good energy for.
Ah, I see.
Or maybe it is one of their hopes that they see for their community. Maybe something that they're concerned about, something that they wish to hold up in memory.
Mm.
So anyone who comes will, you know, write either someone's name or, like I say, a hope. And in collaboration with the City Museum and Dr. Cheney, that in the wintertime, there will be like a community weaving at the museum.
Oh.
Where we weave together our different hopes for our community.
Oh, that's so fantastic. So this is going to be each day. You started today.
Yeah.
This is going to be each morning. What time does it start?
It is at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the plaza, right in the very center there. It was such a gorgeous morning. We watched the shadow of the sun as it was rising and it crossed the focal point.
Yeah. Yeah, we are blessed this week, it seems like, with hopefully good weather all the way through. That would be fantastic. Yeah.
Well, come on down to Morning Reflections. We say that dawn belongs to all. Tomorrow there will be a couple contributions from some of the canoes that made their journey. We'll come and express some stories of what it was like to take their journey. What they had to pull out from the inside in order to make it all that way.
You know, I was there yesterday out at Auk, and the one person who was on the boat, and he said, "This is our first time in 100 years
doing it."
Like, and that was like, that was so heartwarming. It was like, and it was an Yvonne's story that we just heard too, but it was like, it was such an amazing thing to hear. You know, but then just all the people, you know, asking for permission to come on shore and thanking, you know, the folks here. And it was just a really beautiful ceremony yesterday. And celebration is such a wonderful time. I wish it was every year, but it's every 2 years. But it also builds up anticipation then, right? It builds up a little bit of anticipation and further joy that can be, you know, had, because it's not something, you know, you get to have all the time. So it's a nice way to bring everybody together. And the canoe landings are special. And then the dance, I mean, seeing all the dance groups over the next few days, that's just unbelievable. Yeah. So it's
so true.
So it's a great way to start your morning, is to get out there with George on the Sea Alaska Plaza. You're actually going to go now and go rehearse with some of your kids, right?
That's right. So we have some of our kids from Siti Tishanach Glacier Valley Elementary who, like, in their eagerness are all gathered. They've been gathering since well before the end of school.
Yeah.
And they're going to be bringing their drums tomorrow.
Oh,
and
nice.
Singing for the friends, a whole number of songs that they've prepared.
Well, I see you have a drum. Maybe you could give us just a short little something-something before we have to leave, because that's
awesome.
I mean, it's there. We might as well play it, right?
So, yes, come down, you know, where the community is gathering together, and you'll hear from the canoes tomorrow, and you'll also hear from JAM, Juneau, Alaska Music Matters. It is the children's programming in and after school at Riverbend and Glacier Valley. This is one of their songs that they'll be doing, written by one of them. So,
oh,
who
nice.
Was a third grader going into fourth grade now. These are words that she had said in kindergarten. When I asked the friends, who here has an idea as to what two things required for a happy heart and a happy school? And a little hand shot up right next to me and said, wuv and a dwum. And I think this is Love in a Drum Week, and you'll hear this song. This is a song that she then put together last year, and it goes like this. Kusahan kagal. Kagal, kagal, chugu genki tutla on love and a drum, a drum. drum. Love and a drum. A drum. A drum. And a little kindness. Whee!
George, Charlie, you always make me, you just make my heart warm. Thank you so much. Gunas cheese for
Thank you
here.
So much, Boston. Gunas cheese, dogaden.
Yeah, Morning Reflections. Check it out with George, Charlie every morning this week, 8 a.m. all the way through Saturday over there at the Sea Alaska Plaza. You gather around the healing basket. Really appreciate you being here, George.
All right. We'll see you down there.
Gunas cheese. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO. Here's a little Ashley Young, who we'll be talking to next here on Juno Afternoon.
If you think I like you, I do. Nothing that I've tried can untangle me from you. Drive me so wild. Eyes glued to your smile. Catching on, oh, oh, maybe we should take some space. I like you more than I should say. I gotta be careful when I speak. I've got so many secrets to keep. I don't know.
That is just, that's an amazing tune right there. That's Ashley Young. That was live here on the red carpet stage on Juno Afternoon, I think, I don't know, a year or two ago, a year and a half ago, somewhere around there. And that's called Secrets. And what I hear is that you have other versions of that, Ashley, that are recorded that are, like, somebody said cinematic version. I think that was what Rochelle was telling me, is it sounds like cinematic. She cried in the car when you played it for her, apparently.
I did leak some of the new record to Koch Goon, because that's my girl.
Yeah.
And it is. Cinematic is a good way to describe it. Yeah, the new record is really going places.
That's cool. When does the new record come out?
We're aiming for October or November, but I'm really not in a rush. I want to make sure it's, like, really being delicately packaged and carefully promoted and everything.
Of course. Well, thank you for being in here today, Gunas cheese, for coming by the studio. In April of 2027, the Northwest Coast Textile Center is hosting a symposium with artists, weavers, and all kinds of folks coming from around the world. It's the brainchild of Juno Weaver Lily Hope, who also serves as the center's creative and executive director, I believe, is the title, which is awesome. And tomorrow at the Rookery Cafe from 4 to 6, there's going to be like an info launch event, like a teaser. You can sign up for stuff. We're going to hear all about that in just a second from Lily. And a pop-up concert with musician Ashley Young. And I'm pleased to welcome them both to the studio now, along with Rick over here. How's it going, Rick? Gonna cheese for
being
here. Oh,
it's going super well. Excited to be back in Juneau.
Good. It's happy to have you here. Well, gonna cheese wasiti. How are you today, Ashley?
Doing so good. It was kind of this unexpected surprise that I was going to be able to come to celebration. So, sheesh, for bringing me in, Lily.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Because your home base is up in Anchortown, right?
We're in Anchorage.
Okay,
yeah.
And so, Lily, this whole, look at you, just over there working, always working. You know what? I forgot to turn on the camera. I got to show this because it's hilarious because she's always weaving. She's always doing stuff. So, Lily, this symposium, we've talked about it a little bit before on the show, and you have a awesome, like, thing happening in April of next year. And so you're kind of, what is tomorrow going to be? What are we going to learn tomorrow?
Oh my goodness, you're gonna get a sneak peek on all the things that we'll be doing in April. This is a response to the community, to my Weaver community here and beyond the zip code of Juneau, that they were like, you know what the best part of being a Weaver is? Weaving together, being in a physical space, sharing, you know, what kind of scissors do you use? What are you making that out of? Oh, how do you finish your fringe? What do you do with bias tape? All those little things, that's where this was born. And then we're like, well, we should definitely eat cookies and have a keynote.
Right? Yeah.
We need a keynote speaker, we need a little presentations, little workshops. We're going to bring in youth. We'll have time and space available for school groups to come through and witness and touch what is Ravenstail, what is Chilkat. There'll be a few community robes in progress. Like, it's going to be very hands-on and very all-inclusive.
And I think in the notes you sent me, you did say that this is going to have the largest dancing of Ravenstail and Chilkat weaving ever.
Mm-hmm.
As we know it.
Yes, we did the little version of child-sized Chilkats a few years ago. We did the bigger version of Ravenstail regalias all, you know, April 30th, the history and future of Ravenstail.
Cool, yeah.
And now we're going to combine the two and go big or go home.
Nice. So when you hope that this symposium is going to be something that, I mean, obviously to get it going and to make it happen is a huge deal. Like the work involved is got to be massive. Is it something that you would want to, I guess, can you even answer that question? Would you want to do it again, like after, I guess you got to get through it once first, right?
It's kind of like making a baby and you're like, ooh, this sucks. Making the baby is really fun. And then the 9 months of the carrying the baby and throwing up is pretty awful.
Yeah.
So we're in the throw up stage. We're like, wow, what are we doing?
Yeah.
But, you know, upon delivery, we're going to forget how much work it was.
And then
we're
you're like, oh, maybe
again.
We should have Let's another one,
this,
honey.
Yes. And I would say not every year, but maybe every two.
Every two is good,
the,
right?
On the non-celebration years, because we're so tired already.
Right.
And celebration starts now, right?
Yeah, celebration is now.
And we're already tired.
And I'm imagining, are you going to have a presence at the native market that's happening?
That is why.
That's why you're
moving.
Working right now? Yeah, okay, I get that. Ashley, so this pop-up concert, it was at Lily's invitation to come down and be part of this event?
That's right. I heard Girl Crew.
Nice.
Huge credit to my executive producer, Taylor Dallas Vidic.
Taylor Dallas Vidic, the producer extraordinaire, putting everything together always. And why not have Ashley Young come down and play some music? So you're going to be at the Rookery. So is this going to be like an intimate show? Or what kind of show are we going to be having at the Rookery?
We are going to bring whatever the energy calls for. You know, we're great at being flexible. And I'm really glad that Ricochet was able to come because he can, he's got guitar skills. So we'll be doing some extra stuff we wouldn't have been able to do because he's here. So I'll do, you know, some of the comfy originals, and then we're gonna debut some of the new stuff from the record.
Wow. Oh, really?
Some never before played songs.
Yeah. Wow,
and then,
that's really cool.
And then time dependent, maybe we'll get some like cool covers going, something that I don't normally do either.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rick, what's it like to play with Ashley? I'm just curious.
It's been a treat. The first time I met Ashley, it was her first show in Anchorage. And I was in the crowd, and she could tell I was very engaged, and my thoughts were, wow, I'd love to play guitar with this woman. And here we are 4 years later, having written a bunch of songs on this album together. And
yeah, so you're co-writing together. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. The process is a lot of her original melody ideas with no music to it, and then we kind of start to build the bricks up from there.
Yeah, I don't know if I've asked you this before, actually, but I'm always fascinated by and you know, how people create their work and how they create songs. And you know, some people start with like the idea or the poetic line, or they start with a riff, or they start with a, you know, how do you see, what do you see when you're starting a song?
I'm just making sounds. I'm just making melodies. If you've spent any amount of time with me, you know that I'm like taking up airspace with like humming and singing. I was kind of laughing, like watching Lily sitting here weaving. It's like, it's harder for me to be working on my art at like any random point, you know, like someone's trying to have a conversation with me and I'm like, da, 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 da.
Yeah, these weavers and the people who do like, what is it, not crochet, but it's the other thing that people
knitting.
Yeah. One of our reporter, she's just constantly doing that, making stuff for people and just always working. Idle hands, right? As they say, like, you know, if they're idle hands. Right.
Somebody's playground.
Yeah. I think pretty much all the time in my mind, I have a melody, whether it's coming out or not. And like a lot, I'll be at work, like, you know, leaf blowing or something, and or gardening, and I take out my voice memo and I'm like, ooh, yeah, da 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 da. I listen to it later, I'm like, yeah, that you thought that was a great idea, but we just write them all down, you know, record them all, and then we'll go back and review, and sometimes those little hums get stuck in our head, and those are the ones that we'll roll with and start expanding.
And then when do the words come into play? How does that happen?
Sometimes simultaneously. Mm. Like my EP, most of those songs were kind of happening at the same time. It's really dependent on like what story is in my heart or like what really needs to be said. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, I'll be expressing something like a, you know, like almost like a live journal entry. And maybe it's like the song will evolve a little bit or get, you know, a little bit more personal or a little bit more fictional, but, you know, based on this kind of that root of the idea. So, I mean, it's from there, it's just really fun to flex kind of like pop song like skills from there and just kind of like craft something that I think a lot of people could really connect with.
You're listening to Juno Afternoon. We're talking with musician Ashley Young and weaver Lily Hope about tomorrow's info launch event about the Northwest Coast Textile Symposium, which is happening April of 2027. That's about a year from now, a little less than a year, 10 months or so, I guess. And so I'm curious, you know, I was just thinking about this, Lily. So when we're talking about, like, with Ashley about writing music and how that works. I know with like the Chilcat and the Raven's Tail weaving, there's specific things that have to be done, patterns, et cetera, et cetera. But with like stuff like you're working on now, it looks like maybe you're working on a pair of earrings or something. How does it work for you when you're thinking about a design of an earring? Is it something that you visualize? Is it something that you go, oh, I have these colors, so I'm going to mix and match? Or what happens in your little brain that makes it all come together?
I've been weaving the same 12 patterns for 5 years, and it's a drag sometimes.
Is it so, the popular ones that people want? Is
yes,
that
why? Yeah. How many hundreds of these? No, I love it. Thank you for continuing to love my work. But
yeah.
I have to mix it up with color for sure. Mm. And similarly, while my hands are moving, I do have a little ditty in my head. I just don't get to it either.
Right.
So that music track is running while I'm also weaving. But most of the patterns that I'm weaving are from ancestral weavings or historic weavings.
Okay.
Or off of basketry designs from cedar bark or spruce root. So I've modified a few and kind of, you know, we get to play with geometry a little and dialyte patterns and rotate them, flip them, reflect them to make new ones. And it's fun to have a tiny palette of the earring size to play with and then go, oh, this would be so awesome as a bigger piece and then be able to expand it.
So you kind of are able to take like traditional patterns, but then maybe bring a little modern vibe to it as you kind of twist it around a little bit.
Yeah.
I know you probably will at the market, which is happening, I think, tomorrow or today. Tomorrow, for the next few days. And I'm imagining, I know in the past years you've had pride colors for your weavings. Is that what you got over
that
there you're working on?
That's happening.
That's what you're working on. Okay, yeah. June is Pride Month, and Lily has a bunch of those kind of earrings floating around town. It's always good when you see somebody, you know. Juno's earring game is just, you know.
It's fire.
It's next level. We have Jennifer Younger on the show tomorrow. Rochelle Smallwood's going to be in here interviewing her, talking about her show that opens on Friday. Here in town, but also her earring game. Just the earring game in Juno is just amazing. It's just fantastic. People's taste, but then also the amount of people in Southeast and just Alaska who are making earrings and making awesome artwork is just fantastic. I love it. It's a canvas for design and color. You know.
Oh yeah, I got off the plane with bare ears, with the intention to find another pair.
She's on the hunt. I love that. So Lily, tomorrow we can learn a little bit more about kind of what's going to be happening next year, and we're going to be able to sign up for further information. Is that kind of what we're going to, what are you going to be telling us tomorrow? You're just going to be teasing us?
Yes, you get all the teasers. There might be some shins being exposed. I'm just kidding, y'all. all the teasers with garters and all that. No, you're going to get a little sneak peek on what we're offering, what we're building. You can be part of the build. You can volunteer. You can sign up to volunteer. You can sign up to make a small or a large donation from yourself or your entity that you represent. You can find out about who might be presenting. Do you want to present? Do you want to teach a workshop? We are literally building it, starting last week, or, you know, 3 months ago, five months ago. So we're still in the we welcome your thoughts and feelings and contributions. And we want you to come out and hang out with us and listen to some Ashley Young. What?
I mean, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Yes.
I mean, that's the
free
question.
Free Ashley Young music?
Yeah,
what?
Free 99.
Yeah, free 99. Come on.
Doesn't happen every day, people.
And that's sneak peek on the new work.
On the new record coming out? Yeah, which is, you said it was going to be like maybe October, November, you said? You're not rushing it. Right? When it's ready, that's what people say, right? When it's ready, it'll come out. So, Lily, this Northwest Coast Textile Center, which you are the creative director and executive director and head of, so you created this this center as a new – this is a new thing, right?
This is a new nonprofit that has been incorporated in Alaska, the state of Alaska. 501c3 status is pending, so we have a couple fiscal sponsors who are supporting this symposium next year, just in case our 501c3 doesn't come through. But we're having our regular quarterly meetings and have a little small board of four or five people, and it's a pretty sweet deal, really, in response to what the community wants.
Right. And how did you gauge that? Like, just in terms of people are saying, hey, we want more of this kind of work. We want more. I mean, I know that you've been teaching weaving to people. You've had the, you've made weavers out of people who weren't weavers before. Like, you know, they just have become so passionate about weaving. Like, is this just, is that the, what this response is like, people are just ready for it?
It's necessary. There needs to be a home for where do people find out more, right? I mean, there's museums and there's institutions here in Juneau and beyond, but why don't we have our own woolen textile center? It's time. There's hundreds and hundreds of weavers. There's so many teachers that you can learn from who are fabulous. Why don't we have a home base? This is the moment.
It's time, right?
It's time.
That's so cool. And you're going to be just working on this nonstop for the next year.
Oh, I have nothing else going on.
I don't know if I believe that. Every time I talk to Lily, she has about five things that she's juggling around trying to make work.
I only have five full-time jobs.
Right,
and,
five.
And five children.
Yeah, and why not just throw making a symposium on top of that, right?
It's so good. Yeah. And but also, identifying the people who are movers and shakers and doers, like Taylor Dallas Vidic, we've got Connor Lendrum and Spencer Edgars, and, I mean, we've got a whole network of support tomorrow, and going into this symposium, we're building an army of weavers and artists, and we're going to... Yeah,
I love that. And so you can find out more about this tomorrow. This is the Northwest Coast Textile Symposium. It's going to be happening April of 2027. It's a free Ashley Young concert down at the Rookery from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll be able to sign up for the mailing list. You'll be able to find out more about you know, what's going to be going on and how you can participate, whether you're a weaver, an artist, a curator, a teacher, whatever it is you are, there's going to be some way for you to get involved with this. So I love that. And Ashley, you're going to be back on Friday's show. You're going to be in here with Quentin Woolman Morgan, and we're going to be throwing down, making some tunes happen.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be fun. So enjoy your concert tomorrow. I really appreciate you both being here today. Gwyneth Cheesh for coming on the show. Ashley, if there's a song I could pick to play, which one would I play? I have some songs here on by my choices, and I want to know which one you think I should play. Wash Out Live, or should I do Callback?
That's a rare
or
one. What about Kanata?
Oh, I have that it too.
Celebration.
Yeah, I have. Oh, that's Celebration. Let's do it.
Get in there.
Okay, let's
some
do that.
Shinglish.
This is Ashley Young on Juno Afternoon. We'll close it out with that. Thank you so much, Gwyneth Cheesh, for being here today. Don't go. Everybody, go to Grand Entrance. It's happening in like an hour. So, or at least watch it. It'll be on KTOO TV as well. If you can't make it down to Centennial Hall, this is Juno Afternoon on KTOO. Here's some Ashley Young.
The summer of convincing myself for anything, fall in love, forget about it all.
Do it for today's Juno Afternoon. On tomorrow's show, artist Jennifer Younger will be here. Jennifer has a show opening this first Friday, and our guest host, Rochelle Smallwood, will chat with Jennifer about her work, career, and more. Plus, you need a little laugh this summer? Well, The Jack has you covered with a double bill tomorrow night at Devil's Club with Sam Miller and Mike Glazier. They'll join us tomorrow on the show. Juno Afternoon airs Wednesday through Friday right here on KTO Juno 104.3 and KAUK Juno Auk Bay 91.7. I'm Boston Christopher, producer and host of the program, with help today from Aaron Tripp. Let's close it out with this song from Ashley Young.